This goes to Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Judith Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E. Date of birth is June 12th of 1940. Dear Angie and Dr. Krepostman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Sprague with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hyponatremia, secondary to SIADH, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 16th of 2021. She had fractured her right hip last summer and developed anemia following the fracture, but that is stabilized and she's feeling much better at this time. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have chronically dry mouth because of Sjögren's syndrome. So she tries to restrict her fluids, and she's been doing very well with that. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, she was started on Fosamax, 70 milligrams once weekly. I also want to highlight Ramipril, 10 milligram once daily. And no other medication changes have been made since her last visit. Physical exam, her weight is 130 pounds, pulse 78, and blood pressure is 121 over 61. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 8th of 2022, and creatinine is 1.2, which is stable, with estimated GFR of 43. Albumin is 4.0. Calcium, 9.2. Sodium was 135, and that's up from 132. Potassium, 4.2. Carbon dioxide, 25. Phosphorus is 4.3. Hemoglobin, 11.4, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hyponatremia secondary to SIADH with improved sodium levels. Stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and hypertension, which is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 4 to 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she will restrict her fluids to 56 ounces in 24 hours or less, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.